Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Shalom. Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. We are preparing for our new series called The End Times According to the Gospel of Jesus Christ. We will look at scripture verses in Matthew and in Mark and Luke to reveal what Jesus said will happen in the last days. So before we get into that series, this message is preparatory for the fact that Paul took the writings, remembered what Jesus said from Matthew, Mark, and Luke because of the apostles, and we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in preparing and to be comforted for the Lord's return. Now, as an eschatologist, some of the things that I've learned when I went to seminary in eschatology classes was that there are many signs according to the Old Testament and the New Testament that would reveal not only the first coming of the Lord, but also the second coming. So according to 1 Thessalonians, Paul is reminding us that we need to just be on the alert, the lookout for the return of Christ. And he's comforting everybody from all the churches he visited, especially Thessalonica. And we can look at all the scripture verses that Paul wrote about the second coming. From Thessalonians, he talks about it, and Corinthians. So we have to be really like paying attention that the Lord is coming and the seasons are upon us. Now, when I get into the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke to talk about the return or the signs that would happen, precede before the Lord returns, Jesus said, "These will be the signs upon my coming." So one of the questions I ask certain individuals is, are you prepared for the Lord's return? Now, to be prepared, it's kind of like this. If you think this way, I prepare my house if I'm going to have company, guests. We clean it, we prep things, we move things around. You want to make things, you want to put things in order. Well, that's similar to what Jesus is telling us even in the Gospels, but Paul is saying the same thing. He's reminding us from the Torah or the book of instruction that Moses wrote that the Lord's return will be such that you need to see these typical signs or these signs that would say, yes, the season is here. Just like fall, you know what happens in fall. You know what happens in spring and summer. We see the seasons or the signs of his coming. And so when I know that I'm going to have company over at my house, my house is not filthy, it's not dirty, but you still clean it in preparation. You get things in order, go do a walkthrough, you kind of do those things. Now your company could say, I'll be there at maybe say 6 p.m. Now if they're like me, I like to be early, but not too early. 15 minutes before 6 o'clock or 5:45, I'm kind of on time. Early would be if I got there at 5:30. Military stuff. But the house was clean. So spiritually, we have to think that way a little bit. We have to say, okay, Lord, you're showing me we're in season, say, fall. The leaves are falling. The sky is dark. This is happening and that's happening. So we don't know the day or hour. Only the Father in heaven knows. But he says you won't be ignorant. You will not be ignorant of these signs. And then I go, yes, we are in the season of the Lord's return. Are you prepared for the Lord's return? Do you have your house in order? Do you have your lamps filled with oil? Do you have your robes of righteousness that are not stained? The Bible is going to show us that the Lord's return will be imminent, it'd be quick, it'd be, here it is. Twinkle of an eye, boop, there it is. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are left will be caught up in the air. Now we're going to get into those scriptures as well before we get into the Gospels of the end times, the signs of the end, that Jesus spoke about in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now a lot of people like to go through Matthew 24. That's my favorite one. It is. But there's Mark 13. Okay. There's Luke 17, and there's Luke 21. So we're going to look at all those scripture verses that Jesus shared what would happen in the end times. But before I start reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, one of the things I want to emphasize that is very important as I read the Bible, I love, and again, I share this pretty much in most of my messages. I do have my Bible here. I tried to preach from a tablet, and I found preaching from the tablet, I got fixated on the tablet. I'm experienced using a teleprompter. I don't have a teleprompter in front of me as I preach here. It's just the word flowing out. But I do have my Bible here. But one of the things I learned as I prepared for these series on the end times is I really digest what Jesus is saying will happen in these last days. I take it in. I synthesize it. And I went, these things are happening today. You ever get to that point where you go, this is happening today. But Jesus said these would happen. But he didn't say 1,000 years from now or 2,000 years from now. He said these are going to be the signs that would happen before I return. Well, obviously he's there now. He's talking about after the resurrection. So the key here is our nation, this is where I'm going to leave this, our nation can be put into a bottle and say, yep, I see how this fits according to end time prophecy. We can look at any country like Russia and China and Israel and look at all these different things and go, yeah, I can see how those align to Scripture. Now that we see those signs, do we look forward to his return? See, Paul was trying to encourage the church and comfort them because the Lord said he would come again. They thought he would come within their lifetime, their generation. But the Lord said these would be the signs. And naturally, the signs that Jesus talks about through the Gospels obviously are future. They are prophetic. They're down the road. And even though they didn't understand, the church of Thessalonica, Corinth, they didn't see and understand that. But they knew that there were signs that would be, you know, manifest preceding the Lord's return. Jesus did appear after the resurrection three times to his apostles. And during that course of post-resurrection, as you know, he appeared to more than 500 people. So that is a testimony as well. But once he ascended into heaven, according to Acts chapter 1, it says that two men appeared, which were angels. Why are you looking up in the sky, you apostles? What are you doing? This same Jesus, now watch this, again, speaking prophetically, future down the road. This same Jesus that you saw go into heaven will return in like manner. Now we're going to get into that in more detail. What the angels were saying is he gave you the commission to go out and spread the gospel. So the apostles were told, go and spread the gospel. The angels are telling them, okay, you can't keep looking for his return now. Go do the work that he called you to do. Now, I'm going to correlate here. Watch this. So the apostles are standing there looking and go, wow, did you see that? Yeah, wow. Two men appear. Men of Galilee, why do you keep staring in the sky? The same Jesus that left will come back in like manner. Now go and do your work. We have the same call. I'm not waiting for the Lord by keep looking up and going, okay, I see the signs are here, according to the Gospels, according to what Paul said. I'm not going to stay looking in the sky. I'm going to do what the Master called me to do. Blessed is he whom the Master finds him doing. Amen? So we can sit there and just wait, kind of go like this. The Lord's going to come soon. The signs are here. Great that you're in the Bible and you can see those things. But do what the Lord called you to do, because the time is that short. I believe if we can kind of get to that point, we will see more people going into heaven. We will actually know they're going to go into heaven, because when we get there, we're going to say, I witnessed to that person. I shared my testimony with this person. I opened the scripture verses with this person. I led this person. So you can see that. So you got to get out. You can't stay in your room or in your house and not do anything. You want to share your testimony, because by your testimony and by the blood of Jesus, men are set free. They are saved. We'll get into that as well. Now, in my studies on the end times, I actually only started in Matthew 24. Then what Paul said in the writings from Thessalonians, and then I went to Peter, and I looked at Jude, and then I went right into Revelation. You could catch some of those series on our channel on YouTube. You can go to Galilee TV and watch it on video on demand. These are under Sermon Classics, as well as some of this series is also found on Sharing the Word on video on demand as well. So you can watch and listen on Sharing the Word audio, as well as Sermon Classics and Sharing the Word on the Book of Revelation and End Time Prophecy. But this new series is taking the gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke and emphasizing what Jesus said through the writings of those apostles and their interpretation, what they heard Christ say, and then reveal, and they all are congruent. They all come together. Sometimes a little bit more, you know, not in detail, but detailed enough that you go, wow, he is near. And so I want my life to be an example of not only anticipating the return of Christ. I want my life to be a living testimony. I want my life to reflect the love of God, the light of Jesus. I want to tell the world that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is coming back again. That's why I take these opportunities to witness to my neighbor, to those that I see when I'm out shopping, to anywhere I go, because I know we are in the seasons, my friends. We are in the season of his return. And my prayer is that you will find yourself waiting for his return, but be comforted, because he is coming very soon. We're going to get into 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 13 right after this message. I'll be right back.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, the Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sharing the Word. You'll be able to listen to Sharing the Word on every podcast channel that I can think of, from Spotify to Google to Apple to Breaker. Just go to our website at TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network. Go to podcasts and you'll see the listings of all the audio podcast channels. You can watch us on the Now Network every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. You can watch us on Galilee TV on Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time, as well as watch us on video on demand on Galilee TV. You also can watch us on this YouTube channel. You can just hit subscribe, always look up subscribe and hit notifications to follow us for the latest releases of episodes of Sharing the Word and our mini series called Take Five, as well as Bible Minute and other classic Christian television movies or series. So we're back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And Paul is reading, I'm going to read what Paul said to the church. He says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." So I'm going to pause right there. Here's what I hear sometimes when I'm talking to people out in the world. I just like having conversation with people. I just love ministering the Word of God. There are people who have passed away, died, when I'm talking to people, and they tell me that they have friends or family that passed away, and they said they don't know if they made it to heaven. Or they may say, some of them have said, I know they're not going to heaven. But the church here was also in that quandary. Those who have died and fallen asleep, are they in the grave only? Are they in paradise or Sheol or Hades? They didn't know either. So they wanted to know from Paul's teachings and his understanding what happens to those who died. Well, there's two points here. Number one, there's those who died in Christ, and then there are those who did not die in Christ. They died. They're not a believer. They're not a follower. So Paul's giving them comfort that those who have died in Christ, listen to me, this is how you can have this comfort. Those who died in Christ, that means they're born again. I mean, they confess with their mouth. They believe in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. You'll be born again. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." So you have to have that relationship with Jesus. And so Paul is saying, "I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep." He says, there's no excuse now. You guys know, based on the teachings of the apostles, you already know that Paul now is being sent out to the Gentile world to teach with Barnabas and Silas. He had those Timothy's with him as well. He had his team, and he's teaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who conquered death, hell, and the grave. So we're not ignorant that when we die in Christ, we're going to be the first to be raised with Christ, meaning upon the second coming of the Lord. Those who have died will come out of the grave. Now, where do they go before the second coming? They're in paradise. I know some people get to the point of, this is not hard. We're going to get into this series and we're going to cover this as we go through the Gospels. But let me help you here. Jesus even told the person next to him on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise, because the person, the thief, said, "You are God. Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "You will be with me in paradise." Now, Jesus knows, as you know, Scripture shows, there's heaven and there's paradise. There's levels of heaven and there's levels of hell. We're going to get into that. But here's the good news. Our new bodies will come to us. According to Corinthians, we're going to get into that. Thessalonians talks about it. Jesus talks about it as well. We have to be comforted knowing we're going to be converted in a twinkling of an eye. We'll have our new bodies. Paul's reading this. Paul's saying this. And so I know my comfort is, even if I die today, I may be in paradise, but my new body will come upon the rapture of the church, the resurrection of the church, if you will. The dead in Christ will rise first to a new body, and those who are alive will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. They get their bodies as they're translated to be with the Lord, because we're coming to God. We're coming with the Lord in the clouds of glory. We're going to see that. See, that's what I love about eschatology. There's mysteries and then there's clarity. There's mysteries and there's clarity. I know I die, I'm with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So Paul is comforting the church when he tells them we're not ignorant. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. See, the Lord Jesus is coming back. And if that means once the sound goes out, the dead in Christ rise first means translate into a new body. We who are alive will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We're in the air. How that transition happens, read the scriptures, mysteries on some things. We're coming with the Lord. We're meeting the Lord in the air, and we're coming. We're coming with him on white horses. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so supernatural. Read the word. It's just powerful. I gave a series in a church in a revival in Kansas, and I talked about how you can meet the Lord in the air and you're riding a white horse. Oh man, that's just so exciting. You're coming with the Lord. And as Jesus ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, then we're going to return to the Mount of Olives as well. Oh my, that's so exciting. Is that exciting to you? You see, I get happy thinking about the return of Christ. I cannot wait to either be caught up, changed like that. If I die, okay, fine. I'm in paradise. I'm not riding my horse yet. But when the trumpet call goes out there in paradise in heaven, oh, I get my new body and I'm on a horse coming down and meeting people in the air. Oh, the rapture of the church. You can read that all through the Bible, especially Revelation chapter 4. All right, let me get going. We only have a few more minutes to go. Let me get to this. We have about 5 more minutes because we'll finish this into the next episode. So he says in verse 15, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord." See, Jesus said all this. "That we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep." So I'm going to stop there. Those who died in Christ, see, Paul's trying to tell them, they're in the grave, the bodies are in the grave, their soul is in paradise. their soul is in paradise. We're alive, who are believers. The trumpet call goes out. The dead in Christ, their bodies are changed. That's the gift, that's the resurrection promise. Now all of a sudden they're ready on their white horses to come back, and then we are changed who are alive to meet the Lord in the air. All right, let me get going. So I can be on this forever. I love this. And then he says, this is important. Let me read it again, verse 15. "For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." I'm sure you've read the scripture. I'm sure you've heard the sermon preached. My animated friends, when I say animated friends, they love animation. They can make animations. I'm going to have them make this when we get into the series of the end times under the gospel of Jesus. Because it's almost like you see it from, I don't know, a sci-fi movie. You talk about, here's the Lord Jesus coming down from heaven. Those who are in paradise get their new bodies. That's why the dead in Christ, they get their new bodies. We are changed who are alive, and we meet them at this reunion there in the heavenlies. And we get on horses and we come back to earth. Wow. I always say, Steven Spielberg, all these great directors that make all these great movies, get on this. Let's see you make something like this. This would be powerful. You can see some of these movies that are very well produced, even under a YouTube channel. You can, not on our channel, but there's other channels that have that. I'm not saying we're not going to get that. But we are going to meet the Lord who are alive. That's going to be great. It's just going to be great. Let me close with this. So then he goes on and he says, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And what's the comfort of one another as we prepare to close? If you are a believer today and you died, your body may be in the grave, but your soul is with the Lord in paradise. Comfort thee. If you are alive and the signs of the times are here, and the trumpet call goes out, the archangel and the trumpet call goes out, then the dead in Christ will rise first, which means change, translated. They'll get their new spiritual bodies. They get it first, because that's Jesus' words. Then we who are left or remaining will be changed in the twinkle of an eye. We get our bodies and we meet in the air to see the Lord. That's a family reunion right there. So I want to comfort you, either dead or alive, you're going to be with the Lord on the trumpet call, the voice of the archangel. We will be with the Lord. My friends, I want to give you this special offering, if you will, and say, may the Lord bless you. I'm going to pray for you and ask that the Lord give you that assurance that you know where you're going in Christ. That's our living hope. Dead or alive, you're going to be with the Lord. And remember, share your testimony with everyone you meet and comfort them, because a lot of people are afraid of death. We are not. For me to live is Christ, and to die is to gain. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word.